Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here is your chance if you missed it. Presenting the College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear Syracuse University fight it out with Goucher College from their respective campuses at Syracuse, New York, and Baltimore, Maryland. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Goucher College.
Rhoda Rappaport, New York City.
Eleanor Voss, New York City.
Elizabeth Carlisle, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Judith Rubin, Brookline, Massachusetts.
Martin Edwards, station WBAL Baltimore, will be the Goucher referee. And here's last week's winning quartet from Syracuse.
Charles Samuels, Brooklyn, New York.
Sally Katorski, Buffalo, New York.
Arlene Yar, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bob Chaseman, Syracuse, New York.
The Syracuse referee is Bob Whitney, station WSYR in Syracuse.
Okay, Roger, how about the rules?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... And when Goucher College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and will return next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points. Here's the toss-up that might earn it for you. For 10 points, which came first? The meeting at Yalta, Malta, or Potsdam? Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Malta.
Right, for 10 points, Malta. Then came Yalta and last, Potsdam. Okay, Sally Katorski, you got a 30-point bonus question for Syracuse. You know, many men have achieved fame in fields far removed from the ones in which they originally prepared. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to see if you can identify each of the following men. First of all, after years of careful, though unpublicized, study of gall wasps, this man turned his attention to the deportment of an entirely different species and became famous. Who was he?
Go ahead, Charles.
Alfred C. Kinsey.
That's right. Alfred C. Kinsey for 10 points. Okay. Though he was a practicing physician and did important work in the development and use of anesthesia, this American doctor is best remembered for his poetry and light verse. Who was he?
Who was he?
No, answer. Oh,
yes. Quick, quick.
Stephen Leacock?
No, Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Okay,
here we go. You can make 10 more points, Syracuse, if you'll tell me who this is. After many years working abroad as a mining engineer, this man entered a new field in America and shot quickly to the top, where he remained from 1929 to 1933. Who is he, Sally?
Isn't that Herbert Hoover?
That is Herbert Hoover, Sally, for 10 points for Syracuse. Okay. I have a 30-point bonus coming up. This presently popular 19th-century American is best remembered for the large number of Ursus Horribilis he bragged about bagging. For 10 points, what's his name? Goucher.
Rhoda Rappaport.
Davy Crockett.
That's right, Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett bragged about killing 105 bears in 9 months. Okay, Goucher, you got a 30-point bonus. For 10 points apiece, I want you girls to tell me, what kind of fish did the following fictional fisherman fish for? Geez, you're trying to mix me up in it. Following fictional fisherman fish for. First of all, what kind of fish did Winken, Blinken, and Nod fish for in the children's verse?
What? The herring fish?
Herring fish.
That
right.
Was Eleanor Voss.
Okay. What kind of fish did Santiago and Hemingway's old man in the sea fish for? What? No, marlin. No value, marlin. All right, what kind of fish did Simple Simon in the nursery rhyme ship fish for?
Oh.
Say it and you'll get it. Hurry, hurry, time is called. Simple Simon went a-fishing for to catch a whale. Okay, now before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger Tuttle?
Alan, I think we have spring fever here tonight, yeah, don't we? Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 19 minutes to go, the score, Goucher College has 20, Syracuse leads by 30. Back to another toss-up question.
Leads by 10 points with a score of 30. Okay. I have one of the most sensational 30-point musical bonuses we've ever had coming up. You might get it if you'll get it, rather, if you'll answer this toss-up correctly. So on your toes, Goucher, on your toes, Syracuse, here it is for 10 points. With what color do you associate a United States political party that held its first convention in 1874? Syracuse.
Bob Cheeseman.
Can you take it, Goucher?
The greenbacks, green.
Right, green.
That was
right. Goucher, you got it by waiting, and you got my 30-point musical bonus. Now this, listen to this, and get some pencils and papers ready. Pencils and papers. Do you have them, girls?
Yes.
All right. In one column, write down two columns on this paper. In one column, I want you to write down the names Saint-Saëns, the composers, Saint-Saëns, Saens-Saëns, Brahms, this you can spell,
yeah,
Rachmaninoff. You can figure that out. And in column two now, in the second column, I want you to write down Paganini, Beethoven, and Haydn. Now, Goucher, your job is going to be to pair up the composers in the first and second columns as they are paired in the three variations on original themes that we're going to play for you. Now, you're to listen to all three variations before you work out your pairs, and then you decide on your team's answer. Now, girls, you may listen, you may talk as we play the music. I'm going to accept, though, only three pairs at the conclusion of these three variations that we're going to play for you. So work them out and then give me the pairs as your team has decided upon them. Is that clear?
Yes. Yes.
All right, first of all, listen to them all three. Listen to this one first. All right, now that is a variation on a theme by a man in the second column, written by a man in the first column. All right, now here's the second one. All right, now that is a variation on a theme written by a man in the second column. On a theme by a man in the second column, written by a man in the first column. All right, here's the third. All right. Now. Okay, now give me your three pairs.
Well, the last one was Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn.
All right, Brahms, Haydn. That
was Eleanor Voss.
Good.
Ellen.
That's 10 points.
The first Rachmaninoff on a theme by Paganini.
That's 10 points. So,
Rhoda Rappaport.
And Saint-Saëns on a theme by Beethoven.
That's right. The full game. Yeah! Okay, score and time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 15 and a half minutes to go. Goucher now has 60. Syracuse trails by 30 with 30 points.
All right, now I have a bonus question coming up that could be worth 50 points. 50 points, a 50-pointer coming up. All right, for 10 points now, here's your toss-up. I want you to name either of the two countries in South America that have no coastline.
Bolivia, Paraguay.
Syracuse.
Sally Kantorsky.
Bolivia.
Right, Bolivia or Paraguay. All right, you got it, Syracuse. Possible 50-point bonus question. Listen to the way it works. You know, there are nine mythological muses. Now, I'll give you 5 points for each one that you name, and I'm going to give you 50 points if you name them all.
Go ahead, Charles.
All right, now, take... Hold on. All right, here we go.
Calliope, Terpsichore,
Cleo.
Melpomene, Cleo. Come on, let's go.
That's four.
Thessaly, I think.
Urania.
Right. Four to go.
Oh.
Oh, come on. That's 25 points. You could make it a 50 if you know four more.
Such tension.
Yeah. Nobody can remember? All right, here we go. Euterpe, Thalia, Erato, Polyhymnia, and that's it. Those are the four you missed, but you got 25 points out of it. Okay, here we go with another toss-up. Oh, score and time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, Mr. McGregor says we have 13 and a half minutes to go. Goucher has 60 points. Syracuse has 65 points.
Oh, we got a tight one tonight. Here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. 30-pointer coming up. Here's your toss-up. Listen carefully. King Canute fought it. Housewives use it. The moon controls it. Goucher.
Tide.
Tide is right. 10 points, what is it I was to say? The tide. All right, Goucher, you got a 30-point bonus question. It's a geography question. For a quick 5 points apiece, I want you to name the capital city of the following Canadian provinces. First of all, the capital city of British Columbia.
Victoria.
Right, for 5 points. Ontario. Ontario.
Montreal.
Ontario.
Ottawa.
No, Toronto. Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon.
What?
Ottawa.
No, Toronto. Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon.
What?
Saskatoon.
No, Regina. Quebec.
Quebec.
Quebec, right. Alberta. Alberta. Edmonton. Manitoba.
Winnipeg.
Right. Okay, out of that you got 1, 2, 3. Right, Mr. McGregor? Okay, here we go with scoring time, Roger.
Right now, 12 and a half minutes to go. Goucher has 85. Syracuse has 65. There goes the whistle, Alan.
And before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you were hearing actually took place last April. And so questions and allusions to current events then are not so current now. If you remember, spring had just sprung, and the Dodgers had just won 10 straight. These facts are included to make tonight's rebroadcast game complete. Now, with 10 minutes to go, the score, Goucher College 85, Syracuse 65, back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
And I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's the toss-up that could earn it for you. Agrippina was his mother, Seneca his tutor. For 10 points, who is it? Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
Nero.
Right, Emperor Nero. Sally, you have a 30-point bonus now for Syracuse. Now you're going to have a chance to recite for me. Or not recite, kind of think back on your literary works and the parodies of them. We're talking about parodies of literary works now. For 10 points apiece, I want you to tell me, first of all, you know, Richardson wrote Pamela. Richardson wrote Pamela. Now, what was Fielding's parody of this book called?
Arlene?
Joseph Andrews.
Right, Joseph Andrews or Pamela Andrews. Okay, Arlene. All right, Dale Carnegie wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People. What was the title of Irving Tressler's parody of this book?
How to Lose Friends?
And disinfluence people.
How to alienate people?
That's right, that's it.
Oh, good.
Alienate people. That's the answer. You worked it out. Okay, that's 10 points for you. Horace Walpole wrote The Castle of Otranto, and Mrs. Radcliffe wrote The Mysteries of Udolpho. Now, what was the title of Jane Austen's parody of this type of gothic novel?
Was it Mansfield Park?
No.
Sense and Sensibility?
No. Northanger Abbey. Northanger's Abbey. Okay, Mr. McGregor didn't think you'd get that one, and I'm sorry to say you didn't. But let's stay out the scoring time now, Rod.
Right, Alan, this we do know. We have 8 minutes to go. Syracuse now leads with 95 points. Goucher has 85 points.
Okay, I got a 40-pointer coming up. A 40-point bonus that could change the tide here. 40-point bonus coming up. Here's a toss-up. This man was the first man to chart the Gulf Stream off American shores. Among other things, he also invented bifocals, the rocking chair. Goucher.
Eleanor Voss.
Benjamin Franklin.
Right, for 10 points. You got it. I was talking about Benjamin Franklin. Okay, here's your bonus question, Goucher.
Gamaliel is the middle name, huh?
Gamaliel,
I mean. Gamaliel. That's right. Gamaliel is the middle name of
Harding?
Warren G. Harding. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's not part of the question. I'm going to give you the middle names of four more United States presidents, and for 10 points apiece, you're to give me their first and their last names. First of all, Burchard. What are the first and last names of the president whose middle name was Burchard? Rutherford Hayes. All right. Clark.
Herbert Clark Hoover.
Right, for 10 points. Simpson.
Ulysses Simpson Grant.
Right, for 10 points. Abram. A-B-R-A-M.
Chester, no.
Yeah.
That's Chester Allen.
No, James Garfield. Okay, score in time now, Roger.
Right now, Allen, 6.5 minutes to go. Goucher has 115 against Syracuse's 95.
All right. Hey. I have a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Now, if you heard someone refer to the Arlberg or Crouch method, would he be talking about biological research, Willie Mays batting stance, or a ski technique? Syracuse.
Charles Samuel.
I'd say a ski technique.
You'd say right. A ski technique. Late Hans Schneider, who died last week. Schneider did much to popularize skiing in America. Okay. Charles Samuel, you got a chance now for a 30-point musical bonus for Syracuse. You'll earn 30 points now simply by recognizing famous pairs. 30 points. Like bread goes with butter, ham goes with eggs, these song titles have two things which seem to go naturally together. Your job for 10 points apiece is to tell us what goes with what in each of the following records. First of all,
Moonlight and Roses.
Right, for 10 points. Moonlight and Roses. All right, what is it here? What pair?
Oh, Candy and Cake.
Candy and Cake, right, for 10 points. Okay, how about this one?
Sweet and Lovely.
Right, for 10 points. You got it all, Syracuse. Score in time now, Roger.
Right now, we have 5 minutes to go. Syracuse has 155. Goucher has 115, Allen.
No, hold it. Gort, I'm going to move along. A 30-point bonus in the offing. A 30-point bonus in the offing. Work the score out. 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. You ready? For 10 points, what was the name of the fictional female Marcel Proust referred to in Sweet, Cheat, Gone? Marcel Proust. Who is it? Syracuse.
Charles Samuel.
I'll take a guess and say Madame Swan.
No, can you take it, Goucher? Yes, who is it?
We have no takers here
right,
right now, Alan.
Albertine, in remembrance of things past. I have a musical toss-up. A musical toss-up here. The four major categories of musical instruments are woodwinds, brass, percussion, and strings. Now, listen, Goucher, listen, Syracuse. I want you to signal as soon as you can tell me in which of those four categories this instrument belongs. Syracuse.
Sally.
Percussion.
Right, percussion, Syracuse. Celeste. All right, here's a poetry recitation question worth a possible 30 points. Syracuse, 10 points for each series of lines that you quote correctly. First of all, I want you to quote one line of verse that immediately follows this one. The splendor falls on castle walls. The one line that follows it.
Blow bugle. Answer echo.
No, it's the bugle song from Tennyson's Bugle Song, but the next line is, and snowy summits old in story. All right, now you're to quote two lines that follow these. The two lines that follow these. In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree.
Where Alf the sacred river ran. Oh, what's the next line?
Right down, something down to the sea.
Meandering?
Through the city, down to the sea.
No, through caverns measureless to man. All right, no points. All right, here we go. And finally, you are to quote four lines. Now, quote them accurately. The four lines that follow these. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast.
A tree who lets it go
all day and lifts its leafy arms to pray.
Right for 10 points. Okay, score in time, Roger.
An error we have on our part. We erroneously credited Goucher with 20 points. Goucher now has 95 points. Our mistake, sorry. Syracuse has 175.
All right, 95 to 175, you can still make it. Here we go, I got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. In the month of May, when sea winds pierced our solitudes, what did Ralph Waldo Emerson find in the woods? Syracuse.
I think it's a flower in the crowned... No.
Can you take it, Goucher? No takers?
We have a taker, Liver Carlisle.
Rodanthe?
What?
A Rodanthe?
No, a Rhodora. Oh, near, but not near enough. In his poem, Rhodora, I found the fresh Rhodora in the woods. Oh, Stig, I still have a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Now, we all know that the warp and the wolf are the threads in the weave of a piece of cloth. Now, for 10 points, which is which? Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
The warp is the long thread. The wolf is woven in between.
That's right. The warp goes lengthwise. The wolf goes crosswise. And you got Sally Katorski, a 30-point bonus question for Syracuse. Now, everyone knows that there are 3 feet in a yard and 60 minutes in an hour. But how good are you, Syracuse, when it comes to the more difficult measurements? For instance, I want you to tell me for 10 points apiece each of the following correctly. In liquid measure, how many pints in a magnum?
Five.
That's your answer? No, it is four. It is four. Four. No value. In circular measure, how many degrees in a quadrant?
90.
90, right, for 10 points. In linear measure, how many rods in a furlong?
I don't know. Guess.
Five and a half?
No.
Nine.
40. 40. Okay, scoring time now, Rod.
Right now, Alan, we've got just a minute to go. Goucher has 95. Syracuse has 195.
And I have a 25-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. Birds like worms, cats like mice. For 10 points, on what do thrips thrive?
Who?
Syracuse.
Bob Cheek.
Can you take it, Goucher?
What was that word again? Can you repeat the word?
He wants you to repeat the word.
No, I'm sorry. Not on a toss-up.
Well, we have no takers here.
All right, on what do thrips, T-H-R-I-P-S, thrive? Plants and flowers. Thrips are small, sucking insects. 25-point bonus still coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what is the present occupation of the French mystery story writer who has used the synonym Syracuse?
Arlene Yard.
He is Prime Minister Faure.
He is Premier of France. That's the answer. His pseudonym is Edgar Sandy, and you got a 25-point bonus, Syracuse. Here we go. The letters O-U-G-H.
Alan, you're going to have to hold that one and give it to them next week. They can study up on it. We'll be back next week, but tonight, the game is over. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl is 95 points for Goucher College and 205 points for the winner, Syracuse University. To each member of the Goucher College team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team that night last April, Syracuse University received a $1,500 gift to be administered by the college. Then, on May 7th, the final day of the 1954-55 College Quiz Bowl series, Syracuse faced Fordham University in New York City, and the champs were trounced to the tune of 300-85. And thus, at the end of the season, Fordham was left high and dry, a winner with no more worlds to conquer. But next week, Wednesday night, Fordham gets its chance. For exactly 1 week from tonight, we begin a brand new season here in the College Quiz Bowl with undefeated Fordham University eagerly matching wits with a quartet from Washington and Lee University at Lexington, Kentucky. A team which itself has been a big winner in previous seasons of this exciting intercollegiate battle of the brain. So plan to stay with us Wednesday nights for the new 1955-56 schedule of battles in the College Quiz Bowl. Cheer your varsity team to victory as MC Alan Ludden blows the whistle and tosses up the big questions and awards the bonuses for knowing the right answers to just about everything under the sun. Remember, 1 week from tonight, same time, same station, for Fordham versus Washington and Lee, the opening game of the new 1955-56 season of College Quiz Bowl. The referees tonight were Bob Whitney of Station WSYR in Syracuse for Syracuse University, and Martin Edwards of WBAL in Baltimore for Goucher College. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Phobes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.